and what is Mother Nature? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Who and what is Mother Nature? For centuries, people have known about Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is the manner in which life goes on. Mother Nature is the manner in which the seeds are planted and they grow, how they're nurtured and how they're programmed. Mother Nature, people presume, is the ozone layer. Mother Nature are the rivers and streams and lakes and oceans. Mother Nature is the storm, the weather. Mother Nature is everything that theoretically man can do little about. He can participate in, he can enjoy, and he can utilize it to whatever degree, but he cannot make it happen. Mother Nature happens all by itself. Well, this sort of an observation about Mother Nature has been going around for a long, long time. And it has been going around from the point of view that if Mother Nature were not maintained in a homeostasis, in a status quo situation, that the world would fall apart. The world would not function in its normal or beneficial manner. And yet, we look at all of life and we see an evolution going on. We see a change. We see birds doing different things at different times. We see them mutating. We see the animals mutating. We see man mutating. We see the gene structure within man changing. And science are telling us that in the not too far distant future, there will not be one person exactly like another person on Earth from the point of view of their genetic structure. Now, how this will be remains to be seen, but it shows a sort of a change that's going on. It shows an activity that's going on which takes the standard procedure, the way Mother Nature has always done it, and put it in a new picture, in a new way of looking at it. Now, we can look at any landscape that we like, and we may see the landscape in its most primitive aspect. We may see it where it is untouched by the human hand, you might say. And we see how it is changing. We see how the ocean comes in and changes the ground levels. We see how the ocean changes many of the plants that grow around it. We see how the rainstorms come in and wash the land out to sea, or how they nurture it and program the land to grow plants and things like that. We see this in areas where man is not too prevalent, in South Sea Islands, in areas where there's not too great a population, if any at all. But we also see it in places like South America, in the great vast areas that are unexplored and unused. They're just there. And the mountainous areas. But that goes also for the mountainous areas in the United States and in North America. And as we drive through Switzerland, it always delights me to see Switzerland from the air. It looks like a giant series of manicured estates down there, and basically that's what it is. And all of the ground has been tilled and been carefully cared for. And you look at Italy and you see the steep hillsides, and wherever it faces south, they have it loaded with grapevines because they seem to grow there profoundly. And that's very beautifully. Very beautiful. But Mother Nature is at work in all these things. And then Mother Nature does not give enough water to some of the plants in some areas, and they become arid. Mother Nature at one time had the North Sahara Desert as a great jungle. A great, great jungle with great trees growing there. And as scientists have dug down below the surface, they found the trunks of these trees. They found not only the physical evidence, but they found the sociological evidence of life forms being there and people having been there and so forth. Now, it's not very nice of Mother Nature to take all the sands of the Sahara and blow them out across the ocean, or to blow them over communities and just cover communities, and you never realize they're there unless you search down through them. But that goes on in Iraq and Iran. It goes on in the Gobi Desert. It goes on in the deserts of the United States. The great desert in the United States that came up at one time and completely destroyed the dry farming crops that were going on, and people lost everything and they had to move away, and their homes were destroyed, and many homes are still standing derelict because the winds have beaten them away and made the land into a useless form of land. Now, that's in our knowable history, that's in our foreseeable history, and that's nothing that man had theoretically done. That's just what happened when nature took over. Nature does in many ways most interesting things. Mother Nature, as we like to call it, goes in and makes decisions that are not always harmonious with humanity. And in the process, many changes are taking place. In fact, if you were to look at the Earth itself and the tectonic plates of the Earth, is that Mother Nature at work? It surely is. It is the broader scope of Mother Nature, where Mother Nature is rearranging the platelets of the Earth's surface. And in rearranging them, some of the cities and some of the farms and some of the land goes underwater, and some goes up and some goes down. And this has happened perhaps a number of times. We look at the Himalayan mountains and we find seashells up on top of the mountains. We find not only seashells, we find salt, which came from the salt water of the ocean, which was up there on the top of the Himalayan mountains. The Hunza people found a reserve of salt that they used for their personal uses. Pure ocean salt, beautifully preserved up there on top of the mountain. Oh yes, Mother Nature. Who and what is Mother Nature? Mother Nature is just the playfulness of the divine expressing itself here on Earth. The playfulness of the divine. Now, we think that we should not destroy the ozone layers by our CO2 and emissions that we send up there. We think that we should not destroy all the whales in the ocean and that we should not cut down the trees and ruin the Earth's surface, the beneficial things that are going on. We should not overstress any area. And yet, we do. We continue using the oil reserves from underneath the ground. And there are cities in Florida, which is right, surrounded by water on three sides. There are cities in Florida where they were drilling for oil, they were drilling for water, and they brought up water for the city uses, and they brought up water for the irrigation of the oranges and other things that they had there. And pretty soon, whole segments of a city would sink down into the ground because the water was what was buoying up that bit of land on which those houses and that portion of the city stood. And this happened in not one area, but in a number of areas in Florida. It's not too played up, but it has been referred to in the newspapers and magazines, and it has been referred to in the history of Florida. Now, we take the oil out of the water, out of the ground. We take the water, the oil and the gases out of the ground. And in doing that, we leave great holes down there. And then the surface water sometimes goes down and fills up these places where the gases had been and the oil had been, and the type of fluid that comes out of it is a non-usable fluid. It has to go through centuries of changing and centuries of refreshing itself. What is Mother Nature? Mother Nature is just life going on. Life going on in an ever-changing, ever-beautiful manner. It's a thrilling thing. And as we worry, are we fooling with Mother Nature? Oh yeah, Mother Nature fools with us and we fool with Mother Nature. It's a continual program that's going on all of the time. Now, is it bad or is it good? Well, who's to say? We would say that any change in the status quo of the land that we live on, the air that we breathe, the sun that we have, any change in that status quo would not be beneficial. But yet, it is. It is. Because years ago, here in the United States, they had underground oil available, and they didn't know it. And then they found it and started using it. Now, to find that oil reservoir under the ground and use it would certainly be taxing one of Mother Nature's resources. And going down and bringing up the diamonds and the coal and bringing up other substances from beneath the earth, these are taxing Mother Nature's resources too, aren't they? And then we're using the wind now to make wind generators. And we're going to use the water of the ocean and the tides to sort of make power out of the ocean power. And we sort of send substances into the ocean, thinking that we can hide it there. And those substances change the ocean life. They change the life of the fish, of the sea, of the beings, the things that live there. And in changing those things, we are causing ourselves many interesting problems. But life goes on. The Indians in the United States lived a very primitive, beautiful life. They enjoyed everything. They had everything they could want. And they learned how to plant foods. They learned how to go out and bring in the animals to eat. And they lived very practically. And then all of a sudden, the Europeans started coming over to America and started infiltrating into America, messing up Mother Nature in America that was doing a perfectly wonderful job with the Indians, giving them a beautiful home to live in and the beautiful circumstances to be for the type of life that they chose. And the Europeans came over and changed all that. The Europeans went down to Hawaii, and they changed all of that. The Europeans went everywhere. Now, was that bad? Well, if you would look at most of us, if not all of us, we all have some European descent in us. And if the truth were really known, we'd find that all of us came from the African early peoples and moved through the land and across the ocean and across the areas and fill the earth with people who were all of African descent. And so the Europeans who thought they were so great in making their trek across the ocean, was not as great as it seemed to be. But Mother Nature said, go right ahead and have fun, children. Play any game you like. And if in the process you choose to blow up your own planet Earth, which you won't do, but if in the process you would even try to choose to do it, nothing would happen. There'd just be a shifting of life here and there, and when the volcanic explosion stopped, when the explosion of the hydrogen or the atom bomb ceased sending out their noxiousness, life would revert itself and reaffirm itself, and Mother Nature would be there with open arms saying, come. Come, let's see what you can make of it. You made a mess here. Let's see what kind of a good thing you can make. And so, with the genius of humanity, they plant crops, and they plant orchards, and they plant grape yards, and they plant in these vineyards all of the things that make them happy. And little by little, they sweep across the world with all of their genius. And with their genius, Mother Nature joins them and says, sure, I'll support your ideas and your... Wherever you go, plant a lot of trees, and when you do, that'll be a signal to me for it to rain. That'll be a signal for me to send down moisture and to nurture the plants that you plant. Just, these are all signals. Learn what my signals are as Mother Nature, and I will work with you in every way. But no, mankind wants to go up and seed the clouds and put the silver nitrate up in the clouds so that the clouds will rain down upon the lands. And, of course, with that rain, oftentimes comes floods. And sometimes things get out of shape and out of hand. But that's all part of Mother Nature working harmoniously and cooperatively with humanity on the face of the earth. Now, will that go on forever? Will that be a joyous journey for the two? Oh, it always has been. It always has been. When a child leaves home, the parent says, oh, I hope they make a good thing for themselves. And then the child goes and makes a good thing for themselves. A parent says, oh, I'm worried about my child. He never was able to handle anything by himself. Will he be able to do anything? And when he leaves home and he's faced by issues that make him come to terms with his genius, he's able to do all sorts of things that at home we never would have dreamed. And this is how we, in our relationship to Mother Nature, are. We are in the relationship where we are fearful that we will overwhelm Mother Nature with our crassness, our carelessness, our misuse of the natural resources of the universe. And it can never happen. People will say, oh, yes, it can. You're not being very helpful by saying with that. But it can never happen. Because time marches on. And as time marches on in the physiological sense with humanity and with Mother Nature, with all of life, the evolution of concepts take place continuously. And there will be the development of fish that leave the ocean and build up lungs and come up and be animals that are on the land, and birds that fly and birds that didn't fly. We've had evidence of this throughout all the history of the earth, all the history of mankind, all the history of life. And it's a fascinating and a wonderful journey. It's a fascinating and a wonderful experience. It's something that gives each one of us reason to think time and time again, who and what is Mother Nature? Mother Nature is just part of the inventive genius of the universe, expressing itself for a time here on planet Earth. And on other planets, you can be sure. But on each planet, whether they be parallel universes or whether they be universes just like this one, where everything has the same hang-ups and blessings that this one has, it doesn't matter. Whenever we do everything according to our innermost being, to our highest and best, when we're being ourselves and having fun, when we're loving everything we do, where we are honorable and just, where we live in truth and integrity, life never ends for us. And everything goes from better to better to better. And though some challenges may come up as to how we would handle something that seems rather devastating, within us is the genius that can handle anything. For Mother Nature, more truly, is just man's nature expressing itself in just that unique way. And this too shall change. This too shall pass. And as it passes, other more beautiful, more wonderful, more fascinating, more exhilarating concepts, ideas will pass our way, and we'll think, wow, isn't this a great time to be living? And it is. It is a great time to be living. Because from our point of view, though it's not true, but from our point of view, we think we are living in the best time the world has ever lived, and we've never lived before and we'll never live in the future, but we're living now, and isn't this the greatest time to be living? And we fooled ourselves to think that this is the only time we live, because indeed in the past we lived, and in the future we live, for all time is now. And Mother Nature joins in this in this giant smile with each of us, saying, enjoy, be yourself and have fun, because every moment of life is a now experience, and that's all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.